Blog Talk Radio.
This is hey. How we roll.
No, no.
This is
no,
how
no.
We roll.
No, no.
This is
hey.
How we roll.
No, no.
This is
no,
how
no.
We roll.
Nigga, I bet you.
Cash how you fucking watch these pussy niggas sweat ya. I love my city, pussy nigga, that's that. Trigger City Committee, nigga, that's my fam. Took City DJs, nigga, that's my fam. And I be goddamn if I let you talk down. If you don't like me, then why you won't fight me? Fuck.
Nigga, I'm a BD, tell her you a G. Throw your sass up if you fuck, nigga, fuck, nigga, free. Nigga, I'm a BD, tell her you a G. Throw your sass up if you fuck, nigga, free. Nigga, free.
Wanna take my talents for a week, even though they know I'm well known as a beast. Fuck 'em, I guess the beast I gotta unleash. Yes, Monday morning is the best. If I ain't fucked your bitch, then she must be next. Cause every time she see me, she say I'm so fresh. She wish she can wear the chain hanging around my neck. I toss a couple dollars, I bet she go fetch. She whisper in my ear, so you know what's next. I ain't lying, I'm a beast. It's time to cash in, what the fuck's my check? It's time I show you niggas how to earn some respect. Keep it real with yourself and keep your hoes in check. Keep it real with yourself and keep your hoes in check. Check, keep your hoes in check.
I'm a BB, tell her you a G. Throw your sets up if you fuck, nigga, fuck, nigga, fuck. I'm a BB, tell her you a G. Throw your sets up if you fuck, nigga, fuck, nigga, fuck. Did a lot of things, fucked a lot of dames, and I pulled a lot of strings. You faggot ass niggas call yourself Tangerlane. Yeah, yeah, and I'm about that life. I'm headed down south, I hit the turnpike. Yeah, we got pounds for the 12, cash for the bell. You talking ass niggas, won't you run, tell that. Call Lord Drake if I needed your ass rag. Certified goons, nigga, don't you forget that. Got a couple holes that I spoiled, they call Brad. Call me Drummer Boy, nigga, rat it to tag tag.
Hey, throw your sets up if you fuck, nigga, fuck, nigga, fuck.
Nigga, I'm a B, tell her you a G. Throw your sets up if you fuck, nigga, fuck, nigga, free.
When everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear, like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Yeah, y'all already know it's business time up in this motherfucker. My new little theme opener, you know what I'm saying? Got some new shit coming for the show, man. Trying to make this thing off the wing wang. For all my peoples out there, this is your boy DJ Smell So Good in the building. Regular game radio style. This is the Archive Show Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all my people in the archive listening to this show because your boy's up in here early today. I had to get up in the early, man, because I'm getting ready. And I hope all y'all out there is getting ready, man. We have the official Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, BTR, however you want to call it, host reunion, you know what I'm saying? It's something special that the host, selective host, you know what I'm saying, well, we really want to be involved, but this is like, you know, basically our family of people that we done met and we vibe with, and we all want to meet each other, so that's what we're going to do. Shouts out to Las Vegas, because that's where we headed, you know what I'm saying? We heading up to Vegas. We're going to be up there chilling with IB, the Wise One, and friends, because there's everybody from that area, you know what I'm saying, going to be, you know, showing love. to everybody. So, you know, I had to get up in early, man, because I got to get on the block and get my grind on. You know what I'm saying? Put some El Dolores in the El Paqueto. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, then fuck it. Yeah. And I got some new content, man. I tell y'all, you know what I'm saying? We this is a trilateral commission radio. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just one of the pieces of the radio. That's why I'm Wrecking the Game Radio. You got the 186 Point Deuce radio bomb out. Then, of course, we late nighting it. You know what I'm saying? And we do it with the Sadie J after motherfucking dusk. Yeah. And that's how we do it, man. Shouts out to all the real people of the world. Miss Tasha Triple X, my sexy co-host all the way from Australia. Shouts out to Lil Lola. I ain't seen her in a minute. All the way over there in New Zealand, you know what I'm saying? But shouts out to her. Shouts out to Miss Iraq, you know, and that's Miss Black serving in the EOD unit. You know what I'm saying? All the way over there. Shouts out to Miss Black. And, you know, all my people, man, I, you know, just love all y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Just Last Night. Popped through the show the other day, you know what I'm saying? Had Miss Sweet. Ooh, wait, hold on. I got something for Miss Sweet D. Love. God damn it. This is for Miss Sweet D. Love, y'all. Y'all, hold on. I got. While I say her name, you know what I'm saying? I have to play this. Y'all, just hold on. I got something I need to play. This is especially, and you can only say this, play this, you know what I'm saying? Why are you talking about, you know what I'm saying? Miss Sweet D. Love, if I can find it. Hold on, y'all. Let's see if I can find it for you. It's my special little something I had to look up for Miss Sweet D. Love, especially. Yeah, where is it at? Damn it. I don't know what the hell happened to it. Just saying this shit. All right. Well, shout out to Sweet D. Love, then, girl. Like I had something real explicit, you know what I'm saying, that I was going to play while I'm saying your name. But I can't find the mother, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what the going on. So I'm just going to have to wing it, you know what I'm saying, do my Sweet D. Love. Yeah, y'all already know. Shouts out to Sweet D. Love, Gary. You know what I'm saying? Every time I think of that name, you know.
I want to say something. I want to put it out there. And if you like it, you can take it. If you don't, send it right back. Until you use me up. I want to be on you. Wait. Until you use me up. Wait.
Yeah, y'all already know, man, because the world is just what it is, man. And we're doing it real big up in here, you know. This is Wrecking the Game Radio, home of WDGR, home of the indie superstars, man. My artists, please check out www.myspace.com/JohnNewThePrincess. Also, go to Our Stage. That is OurStage.com. And please vote for my artist, Miss John New. Look for the song Drop It Low. Smell got his song on there, Money for Sale. You know, going down real big. And if you go to SoundClick.com, you can also check out the latest and greatest news on artists. I got a couple of videos. I got free downloads from, like, everybody. I got a new song that I'm going to be uploading on there so artists can get start chats and all, chart stats and all that. And, you know, that's where we got to look out, man. So there's some new shit for all my drinkers out there, man, all my lazy-ass computer drinkers. You know what I'm saying?
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Yeah, we up in the building, man. Got early blessings on in the show. Y'all already know how we doing it up here, man. I got new commercials, new sponsors, new everything. You know what I'm saying? Each and every day, that's how we doing it. And I got a blessed caller on the line. one of the realest pastors out there in the world. Y'all already know how we doing it right here. You know what I'm saying? And that's Pastor B. It's off in the building. But, of course, she always calling into my show with no doggone headset. And me chew her out every time, you know, throw some blessings at her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, groovy, baby.
And it goes down real big. But thank you very much for at least calling in, you know what I'm saying, listening to the show live. Y'all can call in, you know what I'm saying, if y'all ain't got no computer. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't got no pooter. It's 347-237-5125. For all my white folks, that's 347-237-5125. Ah, man, y'all already know how I do, man. You know what I'm saying? I do it real big, yeah. I had a new song, man. I almost went commercial until I found out, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have to. So I told him, you know, one of the representatives from Britney Spears' camp called me up, and they was like, you know, look, we heard about your radio station, and we know you don't really play, you know what I'm saying, other than ethnic music. I was like, what kind of shit is that, man? I play everything. But it was like, well, we're talking about Britney Spears. I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't play that shit. So, you know, they bribed me a little bit, you know what I'm saying? They gave me some free Britney Spears pins and a couple of mugs and shit, you know, with a titty showed on them and shit. So I told them, you know, I'll go ahead and play her new song. So y'all check out the new songs right here live on Reckoning Game Radio exclusive. Yeah, this is Britney Spears, y'all.
Xambino went to the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
Yeah, that's that new exclusive, man. I told y'all why I'm making contacts all around the world. Oh, no, motherfucking gassy ass Britney Spears. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, she don't smell so good, though. Yeah, man, that's how we do it, man. Y'all already know. Coming up at, you know, since my schedule is kind of off, I'm only kicking it till 12 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I normally start at 12 o'clock, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. But, of course, your boy got to get out on the block, get his grind on. You know what I'm saying? Bills got to get paid. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give y'all a little bit of another news here and there. I'm going to read, like, three articles, and then we go back into some other funky, crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to get back into it. Y'all can get all the news today, you know what I'm saying, throughout the day, instead of me reading it, you know, the whole you know, whole little segment. I'm just going to do it kind of chopped up. So, yeah, Nutty News Today, you know what I'm saying, is provided by www.nuttynewstoday.com. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to, you know, want the other news, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I don't know what, yeah. Shouts out to Pastor V on that. It is a lot of crabs on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what the wrong with y'all. Get your head out your ass and start sharing some information. One thing I always say is a closed mouth won't get fed, nor will a closed mind. You know what I'm saying? So you can't take the shit with you. You know, ain't no knowledge you can learn off of this motherfucking planet that you're going to take with you. You know what I'm saying? When you go into your next, your next journey. You know what I'm saying? So share, you know, share alike. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I don't like when you start sharing knowledge and you know, a person won't give you nothing in return. You know what I'm saying? Won't feed you while you feeding that person. You know what I'm saying? That's all knowledge is about in life, is just feeding another person. You know what I'm saying? Because the mind is a big brain, man, a big computer. It needs to be fed. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do. I helps out, man. And I feed my peoples. Because my peoples feeds me back. But all y'all crabs out there, suck a lemon. How about that? Yeah, how about that? So it's going down real big, man. Shouts out to that, yeah, that new Britney Spears song, man. You know, appreciate what that dude name was that called me. I don't know. I'll be right back with the dude that called me. You know what I'm saying? I gotta find his info real quick. But he did leave me his contact info. I'm gonna be back with that. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all hear that. But real quick, man, let me let y'all go ahead and hear something I wrote, man. This is a little something I wrote. You know what I'm saying? This is Jet Set. My dog Jet Set. Shouts out to Jet Set up there in Hollywood, holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Real big up there in Hollywood, California, on the Boulevard. And y'all can also catch him in a lot of different shows and movies and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? He is there. So, yeah. This is Jet Set and Mr. Smell So Good. That's what he used to call me for the DJ. You know what I'm saying? You still call me that if you're nasty. Yeah. And this is Money for Sale. You know what I'm saying? California loving this here. And that's what's up. Appreciate the love. Money for sale. I ain't got none. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make some.
Wow! It's a new year! It's a new idea! I remember a long time ago, it was a song saying, I want to be rich! Woo! It's time to make it happen, y'all. It's money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all. Come on, let's save some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. We can make all kind of money. Money makes money. Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money, I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. So step up and let me show you I'm ready to shoot. M14 the scope, got you going cahoots. It's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Now I got money and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. I said, it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all. Come on, let's save some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. We can make all kind of money. Money makes money. Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
Now let me bring it back to
bring
the
it
basics.
Back, bring
how
it
back in
girl.
The days, hard times I had to face it.
Yeah.
Pull out my number two and begin to erase it, so I can face it, then chase it.
Yeah.
Find a new scheme and show enough, replace it.
Yeah.
And act like I'm the master, lock it down in the basement. Cause it's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. And I got money, and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. Cause I got money, cause I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for
this
you but
well
the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all. Come on, let's save some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. We can make all kind of money. Money makes money. Let's create some jobs, some business. Come on.
If you got a dollar, I need a dollar. Or how about you just let me borrow it till tomorrow? Cause I know you got money for sale. Throwing your paper in the air like a white girl in there. You think you're moving silky like a white girl in there. You need to save your money, need to keep your loot. Cause I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. But I got money and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said I got money and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard
hard to tell when your pocket gon' swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Some
come on, let's make some money.
Money,
let's create
money,
some businesses.
You
come on, it's
money,
our time now.
Money
we
sale,
can
money
make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Money.
Let's create some jobs,
everybody
some business. Come on.
Everything I touch,
money
turns to gold.
Honey, money, money
turns to gold.
Honey, money,
money
turns
to gold.
Money, honey, honey, money,
touch
money,
body.
Honey, honey, money,
I wanna touch
money,
your
honey, money, honey, honey, money, money, honey,
can I touch
honey,
your body?
Honey.
I can touch everything.
New York City,
Chicago,
everything,
Florida,
Mississippi,
money,
everybody all over the world. Come on,
money,
you can do it, y'all. Let's use your power.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click. Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. Maybe I... No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing... Open! Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications!
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
Oh, man. That conversion there is so damn true. I mean, I work for AOL and CompuServe doing PC help desk and shit. Motherfuckers don't. And that, see, that's even funny. What the hell is an online? What the hell is an online? Who was that? I think my artist even said that. A lot of people just ain't do not understand computers. Listen, people, a computer is the button that you push. That's got the CD-ROM and your monitor hooked up to it. That's called a computer. Okay, once you cut the computer on, nothing will happen unless you, A, have an ISP, which is an internet service provider, to provide you with a connection to the internet. Understand what I just said. An ISP is an internet service provider. AOL, CompuServe, Verizon, Brighthouse, those are all ISP providers. They provide an internet connection. Okay? People, understand that. They provide you with an internet. They provide you with a way to connect to the internet. The internet is just a bunch of satellites, you know what I'm saying, that's just sucking the information out of people's brains and shit, compiling it all in one central location so the world can have access to everything in the world. You know what I'm saying? But you can't... how the hell did she put it? I know, we were talking about browsers. And she was like, well, my computer didn't come with a browser. I'm like, what the hell you mean your computer didn't come with a browser? I mean, you have to go online even to get to the browser, people, all right? A browser, okay, let me tell you. A browser is Mozilla, Internet Explorer, Flock, the shit I'm using, Avant. You know, there's a million browsers out there. Browsers is the little icon that you click on. When you click on it, it brings up the internet. That is the internet. The internet is nothing but a bunch of channels that you can just type in a search, and it pulls up that channel of information. That's all it does. It does nothing else. It does nothing for your computer. It does not make your computer run. It will shut that bitch down if you don't, you know, act right and be going on just every kind of site without having viruses protection like most of y'all do. But, you know, there you go, man. That's your words of wisdom, all right? And, yeah, I got to play a song for y'all crabs and the bear out there that don't want to help people, too. But before I do that, you know what I'm saying, let me go ahead and tell y'all some news. All right. This is NuttyNewsToday.com. Cats use, this is a damn Mike Vick story. No, this is not Michael Vick. Cats use his live bait for dog fighting. Now, y'all sitting there getting on motherfucking Mike Vick. Shit. This happened in London. Yeah. Police are investigating reports that urban foxes, which are cats, you know what I'm saying? They look like foxes and shit. They that big. Are being caught in London, then used as bait for fighting dogs. Now, we didn't do that. We just put two dogs straight up against each other and say, go about it. These motherfuckers is going to get bait. Man, gangs with dogs and nets have been spotted hunting in woodland in the Rotherhithe area of the capital. Two dead foxes have been found and three dead cats. Oh, damn, they doing foxes and cats. Ain't that a bitch? I thought that was another name for it. Never heard of an urban fox, but all right. And three dead cats have also been discovered ripped to pieces. Wildlife campaigners believe the foxes are caught and used as bait for dogs ahead of illegal fights. Man, and I know if you go into the article, they'll probably be like, yeah, we found some motherfucking. Man, fuck that. Y'all ain't prosecuting these motherfuckers like y'all prosecuted Michael Vick. Suck a cat's ass. I don't know if that sounded right, but yeah. You know, that's my angle. All right, man, this is some other fucked up shit. This is the way our government works, you know what I'm saying? It happened in Buffalo, New York. Yeah, the Army tells dad that his soldier son has been killed at war. That's kind of fucked up, yeah. An Army unit is reviewing how it delivers information to families after a call to a Western New York couple let them believe their son had been killed in combat. Yeah. Ray Jasper of Niagara Falls said he, his wife Robin, and their extended family spent 4 hours Sunday mourning their son. Yeah, Sergeant Jesse Jasper, before learning from his girlfriend that he was alive. Yeah, so that was crazy. He didn't even know, you know what I'm saying? It said the 26-year-old soldier called his father from Afghanistan to prove it after hearing about the mix-up. That's fucked up, boy. Go Army! Yeah! Not. What kind of shit is that? Chicken liquor. Oh, man. Does it get any crazier than this, y'all? This is why I bring y'all the nutty news. Y'all hearing all the other bullshit that's on y'all regular news channel. Yeah, that shit is just as nutty, but that's that cruddy bullshit news. You don't want to hear about that. You want to hear about this. Yeah. Chicken liquor caught on tape. This is, of course, in the UK. Yes. Police are probing a video of an ex-ASDA worker caught on camera licking a chicken from one of the supermarket's displays before replacing it. Yep. The scene comes at the end of a shocking video which shows Adil Ayub running amok in ASDA's store in the Fullwood area of Preston. A spokesman for ASDA said, "We are absolutely disgusted and appalled by the behavior of this man. Despite leaving our business 3 years ago, we now have video evidence of criminal damage." Damn. Oh, man, that is crazy. And the last one before we get back into some more hits. Hey, excuse me. Damn cat here, I'm going to throw something. I ain't better go in there. I ain't better go there, y'all. Yeah. All right, check this out. This happening. What the fuck is orange? I don't know where the hell is orange at, but all right, orange. It's somewhere. A cop pretends to be his twin brother for whatever reason. The Orange police officer, who was arrested last month for allegedly pretending to be his twin brother to dupe a woman into sex, has resigned from the department. Yeah. Probationary officer Jared Rorick, 25, who was charged with the first-degree assault and criminal impersonation, has been on... Which dumb the fuck founds me, how do y'all keep doing this dumbass shit, has been has been on paid administrative leave. How the hell y'all keep paying these stupid motherfuckers, man? If you get suspended, your ass shouldn't get shit until we prove that your ass didn't do shit. All right. Anyways, has been on paid administrative leave from the Orange Police Department since July. The woman said she realized the man she believed to be Joseph did not have a tattoo of a cowboy on his buttocks and was therefore Jared, the twin brother, the other fucking, oh, man, y'all, boy, oh, man, that's that old. See, brothers, what we do is we just turn the light out, girl. I got to go to the bathroom. Y'all got it right back. And then another nigga sneak in. Now, if you don't feel the difference, shit, you just been, yeah. See, y'all got to watch yourselves out there. Not saying I've done anything trifling like that. Personally, all the freaks I've been with, shit, been down with it. I just don't get down like that. Oh, man. Yes. Yes. Nutty news is real news. This, even though this shit sound nutty as hell, this is actual news. So the shit I'm reading is not pretend. You know what I'm saying? It's not shit I'm just making up. You can actually go to nuttynewstoday.com and you will see the nutty news. This is just, you know, this link goes around and just finds, you know, just fine. Damn, I had to read this, y'all. I'm sorry, I had to read this. Inmates execution is delayed for 1 week because of vein problems. Right. Okay. In Lucasville, Ohio, Ohio's governor has delayed an execution after the prison's execution team had problems finding the condemned inmate's veins. Ain't that a bitch? Governor Ted Strickland ordered a week-long reprieve after executioners struggled for about 2 hours. Oh, man. To locate, that's punishment all in his motherfucking self. To locate suitable veins for inserting IVs into 53-year-old Rommel Broom. Broom raped and stabbed to death a 14-year-old girl in 1984. God damn, boy. Oh, man, just imagine that. Now, laying on the table and these motherfuckers for 2 hours is just sticking needles into you, sticking needles into you, sticking needles into you. Ooh. I don't know which one is more punishment. You know what I'm saying? Man. Oh, that is crazy there. All right. Nothing news. Yeah, man, that is real. You know, that's the news that they don't want you to hear. Put it that way. You know what I'm saying? Wow, that's some. Oh, that was breathtaking, but not as breathtaking as.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
You know, she'll be acting up on you sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we do it, man. It's right here live in the building. Shouts out to Goofy Bone. Said it, baby Powder Freddie J representing that Trilateral Commission. And honestly, I thought by doing the show this early, I could, you know, intervene on Australians, whatchamacallit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, time zone, I was trying to get here early, but it's all good. Hey, fuck it. Yeah, that was crazy there, you know what I'm saying? Pastor V, yeah, that is really like Chucky Doll, you know what I'm saying? You done poke this man in his arm over 2 hours, and you cannot find a vein? Oh, man, to me, that's just, like, I mean.
He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty's whoa. You got the kind of body, make the fella spin,
face, and you won't stop licking. Say you love the way I taste. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Against each other, more than all we had to pay each other. Racism and each crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel, full bad mind.
Y'all smell something? I think I do.
Oh, yeah. Can you smell something in the air? I do, and it's me. Everywhere I go, people look at me funny. Maybe because I got bitches and money. Maybe because I got power and clout. But wherever I go, the people always shout out. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted.
My new single.
Why would we set the record straight and let you people know who farted? Well, I farted. You know what I'm saying? And when people ask you, who fought Ted? You better point at me and say, hey, it's him. He fought Ted.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Oh, man, y'all know how I do, man. Y'all is live on Record and Game Radio, WDGR, home of the Indie Superstars, all the way out of Tampa Bay, Florida, 81-Trey-Trey-4, Hillsborough County. Y'all already knows how we do. It's Record and Game Entertainment. I am the CEO. If you'd like to call in and holler at your boy, man, the area code is 347. Hit me up at 237-5125. And I'm normally live on the radio, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, people, we do have November 5th through the 9th, the BTR host reunion. So if you don't go to your own family reunions, goddammit, because you know you don't fuck with your family like that, come to this one. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going down in Las Vegas. I'm saving up my pennies right now, and so I got to get on my grind. But, you know, I keep it real for my people, so I bumped my show up, you know what I'm saying, a little bit earlier. You know, and this way, you know what I'm saying, so people can just check it out in the archive at 12 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? And still run it as a regular show. Because if you wasn't here, goddammit, then how you know, what you missed. So, yeah, that's how we do it. Shouts out to Kim's Whims, you know what I'm saying, and Miss Pastor V up off in her, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, y'all already know. A lot of people don't fuck with their family. You know what I'm saying? I do. We got down 400 rubbers on, you nasty motherfuckers. There's the punk-ass people in my damn family. You know, that was a joke, people. That was a joke. He fucks with his family with a rubber on. No, it ain't like that. It ain't like that. Check it out. So we back. Got to bring y'all some more, man. Nutty news today. This is the best news I like to read. You know what I'm saying? If I was an anchor, I'll be reading off the teleprompter, I'll probably be reading something else, man. Damn all the other bullshit. Got time for that. Got time to read about real-ish. This is real news that I'm reading to y'all off of nuttynewstoday.com. Let me show y'all just how real it is. Obama is going to be on 5 TV shows in one day. Wow. How they do that? So they done created technology already? Somebody? In them? Oh, shit, how they doing that? Kind of dumb shit is that? The president is going to appear on 5 Sunday talk shows. Yeah, 5. To press his case for, who cares, health care. White House officials disclosed. I'm getting so sick of hearing about this motherfucking health care. Bring our fucking troops home, Obama. You really pissing me off. I'm going to have to write like a goddamn 30-page letter to your ass now. You don't want me to start writing. All right. That is a presidential record. Mr. Obama is going to appear on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, some crazy-ass name, on ABC, and meet the press on whatever, Face the Nation, and in between he's going to sit down for interviews on CNN and Univision. Fox News didn't make the cut. Fuck Fox, man. They need to be going, need to throw Fox to London so they can get their ass chewed up by them dog fights up there. Oh, man, I've done this before. I'm lying like a motherfucker. This is a couple was robbed while inside a dumpster. Wichita, Kansas, a man and woman decided to give the phrase dumpster diving a new twist over the weekend, crawling inside one so they could be alone. But while they were engaged in what Wichita police described as an intimate moment, they were robbed by a man armed with a fucking pocket knife, people. Y'all know I normally don't read the entire articles. You know what I'm saying? You know, I normally only give you enough to wet your mouth so you can go and check it out yourself, because people don't be believing what the hell I'm reading is real. NuttyNewsToday.com. You have to check that out. Yes. Wow, Wichita. Y'all are really tripping. Okay, so, and they were robbed by a man with a pocket knife. It all unfolded shortly after 6 p.m. Saturday in the 700 block of North Waco. Police said, when the man and woman, both 44, crawled into a dumpster for privacy. A short time later, a 59-year-old man and his 64-year-old companion interrupted the couple inside the dumpster. With the older man encouraging him, the 59-year-old man pulled out a pocket knife and took shoes, jewelry, and the 44-year-old man's wallet. Police were notified, and officers filed the two suspects a short time later. The stolen property was recovered. Oh, man. God, that is too damn funny. Oh, man, that is too wild, man. Shouts out to damn Kansas. Boy, when you thought you was lost, click your heels two times and you still in fucked up ass Kansas. Oh, man. Okay, check this out, y'all. Well, this ain't even nutty news, because everybody been saying this shit on the news, period. Trying to make black folks look like dumbasses, but at the top of that motherfucking dumbass pile, I guarantee you, is some white folks orchestrating this shit. So, the fourth videotape on Acorn advising pimp and prostitution. I mean, which kills me too. I mean, you stupid motherfuckers haven't been listening to the TV lately. I mean, this ain't been on y'all local news chapters and shit. We on to y'all schemes, Acorn. Jesus, what are y'all people doing? This is in California. I ain't even finna read that. Fuck y'all, Acorn, go to hell. You know, feed that to a big ass fucking mouse. And y'all know the motherfuckers is fraud, man. Why do y'all keep doing undercover stains? Why don't you just shut down the whole goddamn organization? You know what I'm saying? Man, fuck, man. All right. I don't read news that totally pisses you off, and that totally pissed me off. So, yeah. Fake cop pulls over mayor. Yeah, this is in Shreveport, Louisiana. Yeah, yeah. Police say a man impersonating an officer with a flashing red light in his car has been arrested after he pulled over the wrong driver. He pulled over the mayor of Shreveport. Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Police think the suspect was using the in-dash light to maneuver through traffic at night in northwest Louisiana. Mayor Cedric Glover says he pulled over when he drove behind him, but the fake officer then sped away. Oh, hell no. Damn. Oh, this is some crazy shit. Damn. Shouts out to Maryland. This is what I'm talking about. Student kills intruder with a samurai sword. Damn. A Johns Hopkins University student armed with a samurai sword killed a man who broke into the garage of his off-campus residence. According to preliminary reports, a resident of the 300 block of East University Parkway called police about a suspicious person. An off-duty officer responded at about 1:20 a.m. in the area with university security. They heard shots and screams from a neighboring house and found the suspect burglar suffering from a nearly severed hand and laceration to his upper body. God damn, dude, like I ain't having it, bitch. Chopping your ass up. Oh, man. Last nutty news for the day, man. Oh, yeah. People will put on white hoods and ride through the countryside in Washington, D.C. A member of the Congressional Black Caucus suggesting that a failure to rebuke the South Carolina Republican is tantamount to supporting the most blatant form of organized racism in American history. In an obvious reference to the Ku Klux Klan, Republican Hank Johnson, Democrat out of Georgia, said that people will be putting on white hoods again and riding through the countryside if emerging racist attitudes. Y'all need to get y'all damn writing right, Nutty News, because that don't make no sense. Said that people will be putting on white hoods again and riding through the countryside if emerging racist attitudes, which he says were subtly supported by Wilson, are not rebuked. Oh, yeah, that is a trip now, because I seen an article about that. You know, they still talking about this old bullshit with Kanye, trying to keep his goddamn career alive and shit and running on stage when dumbass Taylor Swift got her fuck ass up there. Bitch, you wasn't saying nothing on the mic. Fuck is you mad for? She didn't say a motherfucking thing before he came, ran up there, and took the damn mic. She just, why don't I hear that shit? Damn that. Shouts out to Kanye. I probably would have ran up there and mooned everybody and be like, kiss my ass. Put an award on that. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I mean, with Wilson, the dude that sat up there and called Obama a lie, called your president a lie, stood up there and said he's a lie. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody. Y'all fucking donated money to this man. This man got contribution money. This man got over $100,000 for calling the president a motherfucking lie. But you worrying about a goddamn star jumping another in front of a I don't even know who the fuck a Taylor Swift is. So, fuck Kanye too. Really? But it's entertainment, people. It's just entertainment. They are entertainers. It's an award show. You come to see entertainment. You didn't come to see a motherfucker stand up and call Obama a lie. You know what I'm saying? Doing his speech. Keep your motherfucking opinions to yourself. So, yeah, that's one continued argument. 3 days later, he's still talking about Kanye, but then they trying to wipe this old Wilson bullshit under the rug. Hell to the no. You know, mother flip both of them. Middle fingers to both of y'all. You know? Shit. I ain't care about that old dumb shit, man. Fucking Kanye West, fucking man, fuck all that shit. They don't care about both of them motherfuckers, man. Jeez, I hate the media sometimes. Well, yeah, he was, but everybody know Kanye West. See, that's my whole thing, Kim. Everybody knows Kanye West since he been a fucking cry-ass baby from not getting a goddamn video award when he first came out, because he talking about I'm the fucking hottest shit. I'm putting in my, fuck you, big mouth, metal mouth bastard. I don't hear that dumb shit. Fain ass nigga. Fuck you, dog. Anyway, I might have to bring Kanye West on the show, y'all. I might have to bring his dumb ass on the show just so I can embarrass his ass on the show. Because, you know, he needed a head pop a little bit. He need to calm down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's cool to have your ass on the shoulder if you in that limelight like that. But you're not in that limelight like that, brother. You are just somebody who nobody knows their name and shit. Like Cheers, you the opposite of Cheers. Nobody don't know your name when you walk into the goddamn bar and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, fuck that nigga, man. Don't care about no Kanye, stupid West. But yeah, let me go into one song. I'm coming back and give y'all some words of wisdom, some enlightenment, man. Well, I tell you what, I got 317 online, and I got a question for 317. Hopefully, 317, you are a female, because if you're not, this is going to sound pretty damn weird.
I want to say something. I want to put it out there. And if you like it, you can take it. If you don't, send it right back. I want to be on you. Wait.
317, you was in the building. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're a female, because that would not apply to any man ever calling into my show.
First, I'll say good morning. And second, I say last time I checked, I was a female.
All right. Right, girl. I don't know where you be checking that, girl. Just all you got to do is talk. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I do some checking if you need me. You know, hey. What's happening? This is Miss Kim's Williams.
It is.
How is you doing? Where you calling from, anyway? Where you calling from?
Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. Shouts out to Naptown in the building. Naptown.
Ah, somebody else knows.
Duh, what you mean? Y'all like y'all ain't on the map.
Naptown, they don't even know.
Oh, yeah. Chi-town, Naptown, you know, North Kakalaki. I know all the, you know, country-ass names for places. You know, I don't really know the real names, you know. I just know what people call them, you know. That's what time it is. How you doing there? How's your day going?
Good so far. Well, we come across a little snag, but I'm going to wait because I think I'm going to discuss it on my show this evening.
Oh, you put a little
I'm
snag.
I'm going to mention it. I'll just wait. The snag is slowly tearing at me, and I'm like, let me just walk away from it for a minute.
What if I missed it? What time the show is then? Put your show information out there.
I haven't set a time yet, but we're probably looking at like 11. I don't want to run over anyone else's show, so I haven't looked at the list today. So I don't know what time the other shows are coming on, but.
Okay.
We usually run about 11 or 12.
Hey, did you hear about the new march being organized?
No. What is that?
Yeah, me and Pastor V, I'm jumping on the bandwagon. We've been organizing a 40-acre and a mule march. We need everybody to get on their Facebooks and Twitters and Twitter that. You know what I'm saying? About our long overdue payment. we finna march through, though? Because, Washington ain't got no answers for us.
Look, sometimes we don't have our own answers. So, you know what I'm saying? We can't even form together under one umbrella and unite. So.
Well, I mean, you know, it's that old concept of, you can give a man $1 million, but you can't make him a millionaire. I mean,
exactly.
That's how I tell black folks. I mean, I even asked this one black lady, I was like, listen, ma'am. I say, you know, everybody kept screaming about the Obama stimulus check. We finna get a stimulus check. We finna get another check. What the hell is you waiting on a damn? What the hell is you waiting on a check for? Waiting around for some shit. I say, well, what would you do if you got the damn stimulus check? Oh, well, you know, I'm gonna put some new rims on my old truck.
Don't even say any more about that ignorance, please.
I said, gee, but that's our mentality, though. This is our mentality.
No, that's not our mentality because it's not mine. It's their mentality.
As a black person who is representing our peoples, I mean, that's like us, and we ain't a direct representation of our peoples. But if people listen to this program right now, they would be like, oh, man, that smells so good. He crazy, boy. Black people are crazy. That's how they generalize it. You know, they don't just say, you know what I'm saying, well, Kim, damn, she sounds good. Damn, black people sound good. That's it. That's generalization. You know what I'm saying? They don't put us in channels. They don't, you know what I'm saying? We ain't in the good nigga channel over here, assholes over here. This the dumbass line over here. You know, take your line accordingly. We need to be split
up
like
that. Well, I'm here to tell them that we are all not one and the same, unfortunately.
Yeah,
there's a group of morons who go by the phrase ignorance is bliss. And then there's a group of your average, everyday, black, responsible person who wants to live in a productive society. Just that simple. And everybody doesn't fall under the same order, so, hey,
no.
I call them niggas, too.
You know, I call white folks niggas. Crack-ass,
yeah,
crackers, nigga. Whichever one hit you to the heart. Because I call you crack-ass, cracker. Sometimes y'all laugh that off, and then I call you a nigga. And don't call me no nigger. You don't call me that. What the fuck? Get the dictionary out. You tell me what the fuck a nigga is then. Because that's what you acting like.
That's it.
That is what you acting like. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. That term only came about because of a color, but it didn't even come about because of a color. That's all y'all could try to identify us with. That's it. And now y'all done screwed your own society over because they want to call themselves nigger more than we call ourselves nigger. You got more white people walking around, what's up, nigger? What's up, my nigger? Y'all about to get punched in y'all damn eye, but I laugh because I don't give a shit. Please, keep doing that. Go into your household, call your mama and your daddies and your grandpops niggas. Please, all white folks, I need y'all to do that like today. When y'all go home, just run around the house, nigga, 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 nigga. Nigga it up. Nigga it up. Just nigga it up. Get a bullhorn, run outside your door. Nigga! Nigga, 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 nigga! Nigga, till it, I mean till your tongue fall out, till you just can't get enough of it. Because I'd be damned if I, shit, I done had enough of it. Man, please. I use nigga because that's our slang. You know what I'm saying? That ain't calling nobody uneducated. That ain't calling nobody dumb. That is not your Webster dictionary. So therefore, white folks, y'all cannot use certain words. I don't run around talking about KKK all day. Hey, KKK member. Hey, KKK lover. You don't see nobody in there. And if that's the case, you calling people that. I will. Shit, you going to find yourself in a bad way. Just in the vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I just stick to, you know, calling people whatever they present themselves as. So if you come up on me, you acting like an asshole, that's what I'm going to call you. What's up, asshole? All right, asshole. I'm talking about you, asshole. Shit, that's how you got to deal with people, man. Call it how you see it, you know. Call it how you see it sometimes. And did you enjoy the nutty news for the day? Did you get some of the articles? Did you get a chance to hear some of the articles, the great articles?
I didn't. I have one article of my own that I've focused on, so I didn't get to hear yours. But the reason I called in is because I want to comment on this chat room discussion.
Please don't say Kanye West.
Yes, that's what it is.
No, no, no,
yes,
no.
Yes, yes.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Jesus, people. Damn, I didn't
My whole
to.
Thing is, I know other people do things and they say we don't focus on that. My whole point is, just because someone else is being an asshole doesn't mean you have to be one. You know, we have to be accountable for our own actions. We have to be responsible for ourselves and the things we do. If I see someone out in the street calling everybody a bitch and running around with their finger up their nose, I'm not going to do the same thing. I'm going to talk about that person who's doing it. And I'm going to reference how ignorant they are, but it doesn't mean it's okay for me to do it because they're doing it. And my point is, there's no excuse. I don't condone what he did. It doesn't matter if it was Taylor Swift. It doesn't matter if it was LaToya Luckett. Because my personal opinion is, he only did it because it was Taylor Swift. And we can remove the fact that she was a Caucasian female. The fact that she's a child, she's 17 years old, that's so rude and disrespectful. And if I were her mom, I'd want to whoop his ass, you know, point blank, plain and simple. And if I were her dad, I would whoop his ass, plain and simple. Because I don't think he would have done that to, what's the little girl's name? Little Mama. I don't think he would have done her like that, because she would probably whoop his ass.
Well, look what she did.
Little Mama
jumped up on stage at the end, almost at the end, because she wasn't brave enough to jump in between Jay-Z's set. And at the end, she jumped on stage and tried to get her steal some free limelight. She did the same shit. She just didn't jump on the mic and have no mic to be like all into his show. But she made her presence known when she wasn't supposed to be up there, and he made his presence known why he dissed the shit out of her. I mean, this is the entertainment industry. People are entertainers. These artists are entertainers. They have to do whatever they have to do to keep their names in the limelight. He ain't in the limelight for nothing. He has this shit. You lucky he ain't coming there and throw a shit bag on stage or something. He is washed up. He is washed up. I mean, when he first came out, he cried. Everybody should have known he was a bitch when he first came out, and he cried talking about he didn't get a goddamn, what the fuck was it, VH1 goddamn video award or something?
He acted a plum fool and threw a tantrum like a little child.
Come on, people.
He's a crybaby like Allen Iverson. They just cry.
So he's not a representation of black people. He's not a representation of hip-hop. He's not a representation of, you know, a good entertainer. You know what I'm saying? He's just a crazy-ass, drunk-ass nigga that was running around looking for some motherfucking attention. And he might have fucked with the wrong person, though. Because you fuck with that country music shit, man, please. Your ass got to be white folks is everywhere, nigga. White folks is everywhere. So you start pissing off them folks, I guarantee you, they always got more people at their country music awards than we ever have at any of our awards. They do support their people.
The thing is, country music is just not a genre that white or Caucasian people
are involved black people, in. Yeah. You got black people.
So
you got a black country star that won.
Following.
That won the, what, Country American Idol? It was a black man won that.
It's a lot of them, though. I mean, look at the Neville brothers and Aaron Neville. They
mm-hmm.
are certainly country
yeah.
boys
yeah.
to heart. And,
yeah,
and that's okay. We'll even remove all that. If award was given to one of the Neville brothers, I just doubt that Kanye was on the stage and do that. I think he did it out of a form of disrespect because he knew he could get away with it with that particular person. Because had it been, say, Beyonce, Jay-Z probably would have took him down. So I just think he was being disrespectful because he knew I could do this to her. If it was someone else, I don't think he's man enough to do it to any old person.
But get up there. Get up there and boost your motherfucking self. Stop pulling on her goddamn titties. Talking about Beyonce got the better video. Beyonce, niggas, you fucking Beyonce? Why you got her, why you got another man's woman's name in your mouth?
That's true.
Why is you speaking
That's
on another
true.
Man's woman? Y'all ain't did no songs together and shit. You don't have no kind of ties to her. So what joke was that for you to come up there and talk about, well, Beyonce's video was better? Nigga, say one of your videos that you was featured in.
Yeah.
You go out and you could have ruined Beyonce's little stardom because everybody thought that Beyonce was in on that shit.
Well, they said, now, I didn't watch the awards because I honestly just forgot, and I really wasn't that concerned about them because I don't think this year we've had any mind-blowing music. Or any mind-blowing videos.
It
so,
me. It just sucked.
I really could give a care less. And I didn't get to see it, and my plan was today get on YouTube and try to see what I could see. But from what I've heard, they say even when the camera went to Beyonce, she looked just as stunned as everyone else. Cause
she was. She was blown. She was
and
like.
They said Jay-Z's face was like, what the fuck is this nigga doing now?
Why are you talking to my bitch?
Yeah.
That's what he should have jumped up. Nigga, get my bitch name out your mouth, nigga. That's what I would have did. Shit, and that would have helped my career out, too. But you don't get your ass up. No, man, that and he did it so quickly, though. He just took everybody off guard. That's like streaking in a football game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same shit. He just didn't take his goddamn clothes off.
Foolishness.
He did the same shit.
But the thing about it in the end, the final result is, you know, it took the VMA a long time to even accept black artists into their realm of whatever. Well, now he has made it, he's just made it easier for them to say, you know what, that's why we didn't want them involved, just because of bullshit like this. Guess what's going to happen next time around? Let's see how many of them get an award. And, you know, it sounds crazy, it doesn't sound realistic, but it happens. He could blackball the whole group from his stupid antics. That is my issue. I don't give a damn what he did because he's an asshole to me. I've never been a Kanye fan like that. Do I think he's talented? He's somewhat. He has a little bit of something going for himself. I believe he caught onto a gimmick like Lil Wayne and Soulja Boy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, your personality has nothing to do with your performance. You're good. You know what I'm saying? He performs good music. But after you get off the mic, after you get out the studio, you are not nothing. You are not a representation of any single thing that anybody can be proud of and say, damn, Kanye, you did that.
That's right.
Nothing. No, I mean, on nothing. You can't, after you take that man off of that microphone, you take him out of that studio, there is no kind of contribution this man has made for the music industry, the entertainment industry. No new artists and shit like he done, you know, blew somebody up off of his beats or off of him being on a song. No, he don't have no contributions in the game. You know what I'm saying? So he's a child in a big grown ass man's game, and he's showing it. Mm-hmm. He's running around like he's a motherfucking child with his chicken with his head cut off.
He is a child. He's a boy in a man's body. That's all it is. Because his mentality is represented.
I want people to feel sorry for him. Nigga, fuck you, dog. Anyway, you know, look, thank you. Yeah, all you need to do is thank the Lord for having your motherfucking seatbelt on. That is it.
I heard that statement about his mom passing. Okay.
Yeah, his mama did. Okay. My daddy died. So what?
That's bullshit. That's bullshit. 2 years, September 5th, I lost my mother. It was 2 years, September 5th. We buried her September 12th. Her birthday was just September 14th. Yeah. This past Monday, she would have been 58 years old. I'm not running around wilding out because of that, because life still goes on. You know
I
what
was
I'm
in
saying?
The military when my daddy died. I had to come back from Germany and bury my daddy and then take my ass back, call seat, and continue soldiering the fuck on. They did their job. Your parents, when you came out that birth canal successfully, bitch, really the job is done right there. Now you just need to be taken care of for 18 years, no matter who take care of you. As long as you just need to be taken care of. That is it. Really, your parents' job is the dad is supposed to be the seed, and your mama is the canal. Put that seed in that canal, let it shoot on up, and then pop your ass out. Really, to life, that is it. Look at birds and alligators and every other wildlife. They leave their fucking youth young alone to fend for themselves. And they survive. We are nature. We are the same replica of everything that's in nature. We do the same shit that nature does. We should be doing it the same fucking way. But no, you can't leave no damn 6-month-old child walking down the street by themselves. That's not common sense. No. But then at the same time, if your mother and your daddy died, you know what I'm saying, when you was young, at that age, and you got a grandmama that raised you just as well as them, what is the difference? It's no difference.
Well,
you can't blame no responsibility on nobody that did what they were supposed to do. You can't hold that against nobody, especially not no deaths. You can't use that as no excuse. Because if that's the case, just like I keep saying, you motherfuckers want to talk about Michael Jackson, but damn, go back to before Mike then. If you want to condole on somebody, condole Martin Luther King. Condole Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? Himmeltep. You know what I'm saying? A great mathematician. If you want to mourn somebody and shed a tear for somebody, shed a tear for somebody that did something for your culture that enriched your culture in more ways than just entertain your shit. You know, gave you freedom, gave you intelligence, gave you wisdom, and gave you guidance. Mike gave us entertainment. Thank you, Mike. You know what I'm saying? Mike gave us motherfucking the ability to pop lock and do shit with our body that we didn't know we can do. You know what I'm saying? He blessed everybody with that. That was his contribution. You know, he wasn't supposed to be no role model. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the industry is not a role model. You know, and everybody in the industry ain't got intentions that y'all motherfuckers got. You know, I don't make kid music. So, therefore, I don't give a fuck about kids. You know, if I was Will Smith, then, yeah, I would worry about saying fuck in my music. Because I know it's reaching kids because they coming at me because they put me up on the role model pedestal. And this is where I want to be at.
Well, what I'm going to say is don't get me wrong. The loss of a parent is great, and I know everyone takes it differently. I understand that. But generally, when people are so hurt by something like that, they're usually self-destructive, and they do things to themselves. For example, and I might be saying her name wrong. I think it's Mia or Maya Campbell. She is the daughter of B.B. Moore Campbell, an author. You know, and she was the daughter in the show In the House with LL Cool J. She has lost control of herself. She is very self-destructive to herself, in part because her mother is gone. I think her mother was her link to a peace of mind because she deals with, I think, bipolar, something like that. And her mom was the one who kind of had a handle on that. And I'm not going to say it's totally because of that. I think she is a sheep in the midst of wolves who took advantage of the fact that she's vulnerable because she lost her mother. They pretend to be a friend when they really are just waiting for an opportunity to, they praying and waiting for an opportunity to devour her, and that's what they've done. They've made her a different person because she's vulnerable, because of the loss of her mother. And it doesn't mean go out and act a fool with someone else. That's not usually the course that anyone takes when they're dealing with the loss of a parent or child, or, you know, a great a great loss. It doesn't cause you to go on stage and embarrass someone else and disrespect and be mean to someone else just because your parent is gone. And then excuse he has something to drink. Look, it only takes one drink for me to get buzzed up. And yeah. I'm going to go out and act a fool like that.
Standing on the motherfucking red carpet with a bottle of alcohol is not a motherfucking excuse. And I know your mama wouldn't want, because you wasn't doing that when your mama was alive. See, that's the whole thing about the excuses and shit. You supposed to do what you supposed to even do better. You know what I'm saying? When somebody real important in your life leaves your life. Because you know now that they're gone that they would want you to carry on in the utmost.
Exactly.
Not be at your worst, because you wasn't at your worst while I was here. So that means if you was living for somebody while they was alive, you should live twice as much better as when they gone, because you know that they looking down on you, and now they know everything that you're doing. That's the way I look at life. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I look at life. I know when I lost my oldest brother, you know what I'm saying? I know he up there looking down at me. So I strive to do, you know what I'm saying, when I know that I'm finna do something stupid, I think about him, because he was here guiding me. Don't do no stupid shit. Don't do this. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Well, my father, before he died, you know what I'm saying, he gave me guidance as a child. I didn't grow up with my father, but I took that, you know what I'm saying, and found my daddy. Why, if I found him, you know what I'm saying, we had our little connection, our little bond, and then that was it. That's all I can take from that. But then after he died, you know what I'm saying, only thing I can do is think back. I did get to share moments with my daddy, you know what I'm saying? He did put some guidance in my life. That's it. If my mama died to this day, and Lord forbid anything happened, but Lord knows I'm gonna keep soldiering on. My mama done looked out for me. She bought a property. I'm taken care of. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's just been a blessing. That's what we're supposed to be able to do, is take care of our children's children. That's what we're supposed to be able to do. You know what I'm saying? And you know, but that Kanye shit. That's really this is what I got.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
that's a Kanye. That's a real fucking Kanye. He's thinking impaired. Real quick, for all my smokers out there, you know what I'm saying?
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. I know what these people are capable of.
You know, I had to put my little parental guidance out there, people. You know what I'm saying? Look out for the potheads. You know what I'm saying?
He's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, man. Anyway, if Kanye called up, I have to play that 4-5 times. Motherfucker, you sound like a gay, man. Shut your punk ass up. Crying ass.
I don't think he is with his little whiny stuff. I don't like a weak, crying ass man for no reason. I mean, I'm not saying men can't cry. I'm sure they do. I would expect them to at some point in their lives, but just he's a whiner. I don't like that whining ass stuff.
Man, that shit, yeah. This came up. I had to do this just a name in memory of Kanye West.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon. But I also nickname my testes. My left one is James Westfall, and my right one is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Yeah, y'all can rename your penis Kanye West, because it ain't good for nothing until it's time for action, and then that only lasts for a few minutes. Huh? Yeah, but then that don't apply to everybody, so hey.
Okay.
Hey, man, that is what it do, man. Hey, I got some new little commercials and stuff. If y'all like to find any commercials, man, to, you know, enlighten and heighten y'all shows, make it more, you know, kind of interactive and stuff, you can go to www.soundboard.com, SOUNDBOARD, soundboard.com. And I promise you, I don't put Pastor V, I don't put a couple of people on it. She's one on, I think she went on it and checked it out. Yeah. You know.
What is it again? Soundboard.com?
Yeah, soundboard.com. It was another link she put in there, too. I forgot what it was. But, yeah, you go there, man, I guarantee you, if you can't find nothing to enlighten your show, shit. I guarantee everything you just heard came off of Soundboard. You know what I'm saying? They got commercials. They got old commercials, beer commercials, radio programs, you know, everything. They got, you know, they got everything you need, you know. And I got a lot more stuff that I'm going to be actually adding to this show. But I ain't downloaded everything yet, so I will be. But, you know, that's how we do. I got to let y'all know, every time your computer be messing up, you know, y'all get mad, all you got to say
is, oh, drat these computers, they're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
It's going down real big. And all y'all sexy women out there, you know what I'm saying?
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it.
Yeah. It's going now like that, y'all. We got 2 minutes off into the show. You know what I'm saying? I got Miss Kim's whims up in here. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Are you going to the, well, you got kids, so I know that'd be putting a little loophole in y'all vacation planning. But you do know about the November 5th through the 9th BTR host reunion, right?
I was not aware of it. I just found out today when he mentioned it.
So, we spreading the news.
I'm too new for that.
Huh? You too new?
I might be too new for that.
Man, ain't no, if you a host, it don't matter. If you heard about it, you are invited. You know what I'm saying? For fun, 4 days of fun and good people. We got I Be the Wise One, K and Kareem, which is K and Kareem show. I Be the Wise One, and somebody else. They gonna be the coordinators for, you know, little events and stuff for us to do down there. So we won't come down there and gamble all our damn money away. Cause I told them I ain't coming down there to gamble at all. I ain't spending one damn token in no motherfucking casino. I ain't even trying to spend in the casino. I don't do that. I waste my money on weed. Fuck that. That's my gamble.
See.
Shit. I can't. No, I did that one time. I went into the casino down here. I took $20. God damn it. I said, if I don't make nothing off of this $20, shit, I ain't coming back into this motherfucker no more. And shit, 10 seconds later, after I done slotted my damn $20 away on slot machines, yeah, I was gone. I ain't never been back in that bitch since. Hell no. Yeah, that's just for some people. And gambling is not for me. It's just not for me.
I'm a firm believer in taking less than 100 and playing the little stuff and do that. And if I win, then it's time to go home. I don't want to do anymore after that. I am not a give you a chance to get your money back. I've just started to learn how to play poker. I play poker online, and I will tell you, I wouldn't mind going and playing an actual game.
Playing online and playing in person are two different things. When you play in person,
at least once for the rush.
You play in person, and you sit down with people that can read what the hell you playing. You don't want to play with people like that. They'll send you back to online. I mean, you got people that sit down and literally look into your eyes, know you got a good hand, and go ahead and you know what I'm saying, and will bluff this shit out you and make you lose your hand. And they ain't got nothing in their hands. It's just, it's a mind game when it comes to poker. It's not even really mentally the cards. It's more a bluff. Poker is more of a bluff game. You know what I'm saying? Acting, you know, pumping you up. If I got $50,000 worth of chips and you only got $5,000, you ain't finna compete with me. Because I'm finna pull your card real quick. Even if you got the best hand that you think you could possibly have, I'm gonna put $20,000 up. You gotta put your whole $5,000 up at once. So this could be your first hand in the game. So if I had, you know, a better hand, or I might not even have a better hand, just because I put that much money up, you probably, I ain't gonna just put all my money up on the first one. And you had the one in hand. But because you didn't put your money up, and now, you know what I'm saying, and I went on here and up the thing, and everybody, it was already money in the pot, and it was already 5,000 or a couple of hundred in the pot before you even came. So now that you don't want to put your money in, and I don't put it up so high so everybody else don't want to, I get that pot automatically. I ain't even got to play no cards at all. It's all about bluff. You got to be very careful in that poker. That is not just no sit down and friendly game. That is not a friendly game.
DJ Smith, why are you trying to ruin it for me?
No, baby, I'm trying to look. I don't want you to be like them other motherfuckers down on the side of Las Vegas Avenue with their newfound housing that's portable. Yeah, with the cardboard boxes
and
the outside guys. Shit, it's like, man, hey, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? People get up to like 10 stacks, and then they go ahead and say, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna all in so I can try to double my money. You know what I'm saying? It's $50,000 in the pot. So I can turn this $10,000 into $50,000.
Oh, you must not have understood what I said. If I win $5, I'm ready to get up from the table. I don't.
You say that. You say that. You say you drink, right?
I mean, casually, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, when you go as long as you playing any game, they give you free cocktails. They going to juice you up. They going to juice you up. So that's going to keep, as soon as you hit probably two cocktails, your inhibition's done and knocked down. Boom, now I'm good. They done knocked all that out the way. They done knocked all that fear of, well, I was to now I am. Now I'm going to go ahead and, I ain't up a file. I'm going to go ahead and play 10. Oh, now I'm 110. Now I got 100. Oh, I might well. I was finna leave at 5. I got 100. I might as well try to go ahead and get 105. And that's why it just keeps you. It's a rotating door.
She if gonna I'm go getting ahead ready and, to get juiced up or my inhibitions are going to become loose, I would not be in the casino, trust me. That is not the place for me.
I know me.
Relax.
Hell no. Y'all keeping free drinks and all that. Free, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't. Oh, she say that means you drink water. Ain't no fun in that at no casino. That's what Pastor V said. Like, you should drink water then. That sounds realistic. Hey, that sounds realistic. But when you get there, and you got everybody, especially you got me, and shit, the half of the other world that you ain't never met around you, shit, I don't think so. I think they're going to be 4 days are going to be the 4 best days of your damn life. And you're going to try to
for
live every single one of them life.
For me, it's just a thrill of trying it one time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm.
For me, it's just a thrill of trying it. All the rest of that stuff.
I'm gonna put my $3 with your $97, so we go in with $100 then, dog.
That would be. Look, I just don't believe in taking a bunch of money to gamble, so no. Look, it's so bad that I always say it'd be nice to win the lottery, and everyone says you might want to buy a ticket first. And I'm just waiting for somebody to buy a winning ticket and drop it on the ground because I don't want to spend a dollar for one.
Damn. Damn. I'm seriously, if I had $8,000, I would buy me a motherfucking Netflix box.
Okay.
That goddamn big red box, shit, it only take you $8,000 to get your own box. But you got to think, you put that in the right area. Man, these motherfuckers down here, good Lord, I promise you, they put the hammers on them damn machines. And them machines are everywhere, Walmart, Publix, Walgreens, McDonald's?
Yep, they have the red box at McDonald's.
Come on now.
They do.
God, you don't took it that in. You don't took it that
in. Yeah, because they have it sitting there, and if it's kids' movies, they always have them displayed first so your kids can worry about McDonald's and worry about the bread box.
Damn. I'm telling you, boy, that there, they say it's $8,000 to get your own red box. You just have to find a location to put it at, you know what I'm saying, and then they'll you know, keep it stocked up.
Wow.
And you get paid off for that. I'm like, damn, boy, I give it a year. I give it 1 year, and you done made your money back. You know what I'm saying? Plus investment. Plus investment, you know what I'm saying?
You
so,
want one, don't you? You want a red box, don't you, real bad?
Well, I'm a black box. Shit, fuck that. I'm a black box, you know what I'm saying? I just don't sell movies for the buck. I'm a black box, you know what I'm saying? I buy movies and I resell. I don't make them. Hell no, I ain't the nigga sitting there in the theater holding a little camera all shakety and shit. No. I'm just the one that after y'all done, however y'all got it out of the movie theater, I will buy a couple of copies to resell. Yeah, that's me. I buy the resale. I don't care what it is. You know what I'm saying? The movie is just a movie. I didn't do it. I didn't download it. I didn't put it on the internet, you know what I'm saying, for people to download and then burn to a disc, which is what kills me. Why you get mad at the man that's on the corner just making his ends meet when there wasn't no way I could have got access to this movie or music if somebody didn't put the shit out there. Jay-Z.
Just leave me alone. If I want to buy it, I'll come to you. Don't keep harassing me.
Yeah, but Jay-Z said that. You know what I'm saying? He had his album wasn't even supposed to be released yet. But because somebody in his camp released his shit out on the internet, he got to go ahead and he got to release it. So who did that? Did you do that? Did I do that? Somebody from his own camp did that. And everybody else that all y'all wonder how your damn albums and shit keep getting out of here and you don't have. Because once you sign to a record label, you dealing with so many people, you know what I'm saying, that music goes across their hands and they have to listen to it. Okay, now you listen to it. But this motherfucker, after he done listened to it, it was hot to him. He done kept a copy of it before he went and gave it to the actual general director. That's finna be the last, you know, check off to even putting this bitch out. So before he even get to review it, the other just manager, he done took the bootleg copy he just made, and now he put it out on a website to where he making money off of it. Don't think that motherfuckers is just putting the shit out there for y'all and just to get for free. They getting paid up front, and then they go ahead and put that shit out there. They get theirs off top, you know what I'm saying? It's a get it how you live world, you know, and I guarantee you they getting theirs off top. So, but it's all good, man, you know.
Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah, I ain't studying it. Listen, people, I had to get up in the early because, you know, I got to get out on the block. I'm trying to make my Vegas money up, you know. So, you know, I'm on my savings. So I will be probably doing shows a little early and ending at 12 because here in Florida, everybody start moving around at 12. So, yeah, you need to be on the move. And that's what I'm trying to do. Get up out and early, get on the move. But I got to bless my peoples, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to stay blessed and unstressed in this wicked world we weave, you know? So that's why I'm here. And with my outro song, I will be playing MC Light, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check out the MC Light Zone. Or Google MC Light, and y'all can find all the necessary information on her. And, yeah, going down real big. I'd like to thank Pastor V, you know what I'm saying, Kim's Whims, definitely. And y'all make sure you look out for the up-and-coming show. When can we see any show from you?
We are going to have one this evening, probably 11 or 12 Eastern time.
Okay, 11 or 12. Just look out for that if you all would like to be reminded of when the shows, remember, you can always click on the little red heart that is located on the player, on the show page of each and every person's page. And also go to blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr and check out the archives. I have shows from February 2008. That's how long I've been on this mug doing it. And I got over 150 shows for you to listen to. So there you go. And that's how we do. So, yeah, we out the building. Kim Swim, thank you, baby, calling in, you know what I'm saying, sharing that depression information about Lanye Vest. You don't even get your name even said right no more, punk-ass nigga. Lanye Vest. You know what I'm saying? What type of Lanye, man? And that's how we do. So we're officially out the building. This is our outro song, MC Light, and this is Love on The Archive Show Wednesday. Peace out, people. Remember, always stay blessed and not stressed, man. It's real. Gatorade, not haterade, huh?
This is that roar right here. You ain't heard nothing as dope as this. Yeah. Love. Love. Hell don't see me. L-O-V-E. Hate, that's easy. Snakes come cheaply. I shake off the greedy and break off the needy. 20 years strong and some still don't believe me. The L-O-V-E, it helps me to be me. I love what I do and I do it freely. Love, that's how we gonna rise above. Hate in your heart will break you apart. Be love, pursue love, see love, do love, old love, new love, show love. Ooh, love, we taking it to love. That's sticky like glue love, pepe le plu love.
Never too late, never too late.
For love.
Never too late, never too late.
Love,
love.
Shake you, break you, make a major play you, break your pager. If he finds that the neighbor's doing you favors, and he believes that you throwing him a little flavor. Love will make you act out, act up, get smacked up, then black out. In fact, it's the only thing that hurts and heals. The twists and turns are so for real. Your stomach in knots and you want to heal. Love is good, love is here, love is present in the air. Love is what you need when the world don't care. It's that mama love, the love I wish my papa thought of. Instead of him, his daughter, get her love from up above.
Never too late, never too late. Never too late, never too late.
Love.
September, rock on.
Yeah.
Let's go. Show love, give love, speak love, live love. Tell me, what is love? The essence of being. You gotta want love, taunt love, sport love, flaunt love. Love is the center of human beings. Love is enduring, alluring, and curing. Love is a liberator. Love is so freeing. This is more poetry. It's widely known of me. But let me get back to this raw MCing. Cats only talk about hate and war. Attracting that, that's an ancient law. It's raw MCing when I blaze the door, cause the love for my art you can't pay me for.
Never too late, never too late. Never too late, never too late.